From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A controversy surrounding Russian hacking is the focus of the U.S. Congress. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump continues to cast doubt on the conclusion of U.S. intelligence that Russia interfered in the U.S. presidential election. Washington last week imposed new sanctions on Russia after determining that Moscow was behind the hacking of Democratic Party computers. But some prominent Republicans have said they want even tougher sanctions against Russia for what they call a brazen attack on American democracy. VOA's Lada Tahoke reports.
The Armed Services Committee hearing is chaired by prominent Republican John McCain, who said Wednesday it is clear that Russia was behind the hacking and must bear consequences. McCain, who once unsuccessfully ran for president, has not been hesitant in his condemnation for Russia.
We will work in the Congress to have stronger sanctions in order to prevent further attacks on the United States of America. And we will be working on a bipartisan basis to achieve that.
McCain also indicated that Congress is prepared to fight Trump on the issue.
We want to work with the incoming president, but we also have our responsibilities as legislators to respond to an attack on the United States of America.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Donald Trump's administration should maintain partnerships with NATO and allies in the Asia-Pacific, while also holding Russia accountable to its stated mission of battling terrorists in Syria and help end the war. The recommendations came in a memo that Carter, like other cabinet secretaries, prepared to highlight what their departments achieved during the eight-year presidency of Barack Obama. This is VOA News. Authorities in Turkey detained more people Thursday in connection with a New Year's attack in an Istanbul nightclub that killed 39 people. These latest raids reported by the state-run Anadolu News Agency happened on the outskirts of Istanbul. The report said police detained several people from China's Muslim Uyghur community. Since the attack early Sunday, about 40 people have been detained, though none of them is the shooter, who is still at large. Officials say Wednesday they know the attacker's identity, but they have not revealed it to the public. There have been images made public taken from a security camera, and Turkish media widely showed a video they said was of the suspected shooter walking around Istanbul's Taksim Square. The attack began with a gunman killing a police officer and a civilian outside the nightclub before going in. There were about 600 people, many of them foreigners, in the club at the time. In addition to those killed, about 70 people were injured. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility, saying in part it was done in retaliation for Turkey's involvement in fighting the militants in Syria. The United Nations Security Council has condemned in the strongest terms Tuesday's killing of two Moroccan UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. The peacekeepers were killed as they accompanied fuel trucks about 60 kilometers west of the town of Obo when they were attacked by unknown assailants who fled into the bush. In a statement released Wednesday, the council said attacks targeting peacekeepers may constitute a war crime and stressed that those responsible for the attack shall be held accountable. The Central African Republic has been mired in chaos since 2013 when primarily Muslim rebels took control of the majority Christian nation and ousted then-president Francois Bozizé. In December of that year, the UN dispatched about 13,000 peacekeepers to the country with a primary responsibility of protecting that population. South Korea will form a special military brigade this year tasked with removing North Korea's leadership in the event of war, as Seoul looks for options to counter its rivals' nuclear weapons and missiles, said an official. The brigade will aim to remove the North's wartime command and paralyze its function if war breaks out, according to an official from Seoul's defense ministry, who refused to be named, citing office rules. The brigade was originally planned to be ready by 2019. The official refused to say whether the brigade will train to execute preemptive strikes. And Apple has removed the New York Times from its China App Store, the tech giant said, after authorities told the company the app breached regulations. The U.S. newspaper said both its English and Chinese language apps were pulled late last month. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.